Okay, guys, we're back.
Hey,
or I'm back.
We're back.
And this is another episode of In the Car. Say hey, bub.
Hey, what? Bub.
Say hey, kids.
Hey, kids.
See how they do. Ooh, okay. So, it's spring break, you guys. Hey, I can't hear. It's spring break, and the little Browns are back on the road. So let's have a chat about it. We're not going anywhere too far from home, but it's far enough. It's a couple hours away. And so I have been able to assist that the last couple of road trips we've taken, I don't care to be on the road for long hours anymore. I got about a good, like, if I'm driving, you're gonna get a good hour and a half, 2 hours tops out of me. Even though last summer, you guys, I did drive about 3 or 4 hours to go visit one of my besties because we hadn't seen each other in years. It had been way, way, way too long. And so I did that drive, but y'all, I done got older and I get sleepy. See, I'm yawning now. When I'm on the road. The other thing I want to talk about is how my anxiety has gotten worse since road tripping, especially with kids. Now, me and my husband used to get jump on the road, and my husband does all the driving. I do want to put that out there, and he has gotten used to me talking crap about his driving.
Go
and
left,
so,
go right, go left, go right. Speed up, go down. Slow down. Fly. Stop.
But today, y'all, this man had a nerve to pick on me because I got scared. And it's not funny. Let's talk about how road tripping for us has changed, and then I'll get into why I got scared. Okay, so our kids are older now, and that's also a reason. The reason why I'm good on road trip, because they argue, and it was a lot easier to get to where we were going when they were babies because they would be asleep, and we used to leave to get to our final destination at night. So you're talking about zero to none, like one or two cars on the road, the kids are asleep, and literally when they would wake up, we would be wherever we was gonna be, done and done. Now they argue the whole trip and they fight about electronics. So we travel mostly. We travel mostly during the day. There's tons and tons and tons of cars on the road. Okay, there's a lot of construction that's happening depending on which direction you're traveling, but there's some type of construction. So you got all these little barriers that's going on. You got roads that are not up to par. You got debris like rocks from other cars. So you got multiple things, right? But my husband was picking on me because I don't have my little, you know, I don't have no brake on my side. I don't have no brake over here. And so my husband be riding people's asses like they could, like he a caboose on a train. And
you give him adequate space.
No, you don't.
I mean,
and
that's like a Christian couple.
It really, like, it really makes me nervous because all I be seeing is red lights. And my husband do not be braking. He just be driving. Just driving. And he just done got faster over the years. I guess he finally started listening to me, because at first when we was together, he would drive like an old man. And we've been together for a long time. Matter of fact, ooh, I'm about to segue a little bit. Y'all, we just celebrated our anniversary on the 27th of March. So y'all, me and my husband been together for 20 years and we've been married 13 years. So yay for us. So he used to drive like an old man. Now this dude be doing 89, okay, I'm exaggerating. He be doing like 87. And I'm like, that's too fast for me. And he love to be like, tell the people what you be saying.
What?
When I be like, you going too fast, what do you always tell me? I'm just going with the...
Oh, going with the flow of traffic.
You know. Y'all, don't be no traffic. It just be him.
Can't slow up.
It don't be no traffic. It just be him. So I'm like, well, what flow of traffic is you going with? Because there is no traffic.
Maybe that.
Okay, you talk to the people. You tell them your take on our road travels over the years. Like, what's your two cents?
Well, hot take. But I tend to guide this vehicle into a safe landing each time that we go to our destination.
This is not a plane.
But if you'll look into your rear of your cabin, there are food and drinks coming around. But Shantae just tends to get a little scared, a little freaked out. And here's my impression. Car is about 20 lengths away. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Brakes. Whoop. Woohoo.
Y'all, he lying. Don't let my husband fool y'all, because he good at doing that. This dude be on them like he a caboose. He doing it right now.
I got 3 car lengths.
That's only because he's very aware, because I keep reminding him, like, you're following too close, or why you got to ride on the wall. Like, we can't compromise. You can't travel in the center lane. And he like, no. What you be telling me? What's so good about the end, the last lane?
Well, you can judge your driver's side a little better than to be in the middle. Because people will come up and pass you from the right. So, you know, if you're on the left side and you're moving, nobody's passing. It's okay.
If there's a wall, I guess, yeah. I just done got older, and I'm a lot more cautious, and I'm just hyper aware. And we've, like I said, over the years that we've traveled, we've seen some really, really bad accidents. And I'm just thankful that hasn't been our story. I always say a prayer as we leave our home. Not just for our car, but really for everybody that's on the road. And I always say a prayer when we're leaving, wherever we're traveling to, because sometimes people fall asleep, people are texting, or really it's not their fault and it's something that the other driver is doing. So, you know, I always, as a driver and a very aggressive, I'll go ahead and use that word, driver, I'm very aware of what it is that I want to do. And so some things for me just don't make sense. Like, I'm the type of driver that my exit could be maybe 2 exits ahead, but I'm already on the right side of the highway so that I can get off. My husband will wait till the last minute, and then he be like, because you can't get over. That's your damn fault. You should have been in the lane you were supposed to be in, because you knew that's where you was going. So I get mad at people like that. And if I want to be petty on that day, I might not let you over, because it's really not my job. And that's merging onto the highway too. So my other issue with people, and I'm, you know, I think we all believe that we are the best drivers, but in my mind, I'm really am the best driver. Some people just don't know the rules of the road, and then other people just choose not to follow them. And so as we're heading to our final destination this morning, we watched a Jeep Cherokee, I don't know what they thought, and a Charger race each other. And I'm like, that's stupid. So my husband, like I said, he was a caboose at that time on the highway. He was doing like 85 himself. So them cars had definitely already gotten into the 90s because they were racing. And so it's just stupid. It's stupid to play with your life and to play with the life of others on these highways. And then we just rolled past a big truck, and you can hear that noise when you hit that little line. So that means either he wasn't paying attention or he started to fall asleep. So hopefully when he ran over that little center line, it woke his ass up. Like, I couldn't be a truck driver, because I'm definitely not going to never get to my load on time, and I ain't never bringing the load back on time. I'm somewhere asleep. I just get sleepy. So that's my two cents on that. Should we tell the people where we're going? I mean, they know it's better.
Sure, might as well.
Go ahead.
We're going to ATL.
Shorty. Yeah. Nah. So we got some fun activities planned for the kids. We didn't go too far because, like I said, it's spring break for the kids and I. And my husband always makes sure to coordinate his schedule with the breaks that we have, since I am an educator. so that we can go and have these experiences with our boys. So we have quite a few things planned. We're going to do Coca-Cola Factory. We're going to go to the aquarium. I have family in Atlanta, so we'll stop and see them. I love to roller skate, so I'm going to go to the famous Cascade. Okay? So, yeah, these little couple days is going to roll by, and then we're going to head on back home, and we're going to get back to the daily grind. But until then, it's spring break, people. You got anything else you want to add to this little segment on today?
I'll save it for the next segment. Dun, dun,
dun. All right, till next time. Peace.